Tantor Audio presents Order Master by L. E. Modisett, Jr. Narrated by Kirby Hayborn. Lord Grant's Mage. 1.
You sure you'd not be wanting more, sir? The ample Adelia stood in the archway from the kitchen to the breakfast room.
Carl smiled as he eased back the straight-backed oak chair and stood. He glanced down at the green-trimmed white plate. It was the plain china, on which remained a half-slice of egg toast.
More, Adelia? I couldn't finish everything you cooked. It's been a long time since I've eaten so well.
That wasn't quite true. He'd eaten that well as Lord Grant's guest in Daikaru, but, he reflected, he'd never eaten under his own roof as he had for the last 2 8 days. He still had trouble believing that he was Lord of Cantil. He'd studied the figures laid out in the ledger by Speltar, the estate steward, and seen and counted the golds in the strong room below. He was wealthy, if modestly so, by the standards of lords, and that was something he'd never expected, never dreamed. Not for a man who had been a cooper in Bristol most of his life, and a carpenter's assistant on the Sea Stag after he'd been forced into exile by Lord West's son, Egan. From that exile had come all the events and the magely talents that had led him to become lord and master of Cantil and its lands. Cantil was a modest estate, as estates went, roughly some 10 acres by 5, with timberlands and vineyards, enough fertile ground to provision the lands, and more than a few rugged and rocky hills. There were a handful of fruit trees on the slope south of the main house.